Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it's that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in, because we have one of my very favorite colleagues here, someone who is about as expert as they come on the topics that we're going to talk about today. And that is Elizabeth Stegall, AutoTrader Senior Director of Client Retention. And we brought her here today to share her thoughts and what she is seeing across the 20,000 dealer partners of AutoTrader when it comes to some of the stats and findings in the newly released Proficient and Cox Automotive white paper fueled by Clairvoyant data. And I think that all of our viewers and listeners are in for an incredible conversation, as well as a few recommendations when it comes to the new ways to drive return on investment and protect your marketing spend. So, Elizabeth, welcome to For the Road Forward, or welcome back, I should say.
I'm glad to be here, and this topic is about time.
Yes, you bet it is. So I want to start with us talking for a few minutes about something that really stood out to me in the white paper. And actually, it stood out to just about every person that I've talked to recently. And it's one of the stats based on the independent data from Clairvoyant. And as most of our listeners already know, we are talking to several people on this topic that are experts in the field with kind of different lenses. You from the retention lens, I know you have spent time with hundreds of dealers over the last few weeks at different conferences. But to really talk through how dealers are using not only the data from the white paper, but the reality that is setting in so heavily across the entire industry ecosystem on the role that marketplaces play, the way that consumers are shopping, and the data that is now out there to help dealers close the blind spots in their business. And so the stat that is one of the many that are most shocking and exciting to me found that on average, the majority of dealers are only tracking 2 out of 62 touch points a shopper has before they buy. And so when you do that math, that is 3% of the journey. And I think that that bears repeating again and again. Even if you're tracking first and last touch, if you're tracking 2 of the data points, that is 3% of the journey. So, Elizabeth, from your perspective, with you and your team working with so many dealers across the country, what are the dealers that are only using first and last touch attribution missing when they don't have visibility into the full buyer journey? And how does that affect the way that they measure success?
So it's detrimental to where their customers actually engage with their dealerships. They're trying to use a customer management tool as a marketing attribution tool. And so it's naturally going to have a great amount of blind spots, because innately it can only touch people in very physical locations and doesn't even take into consideration people who come right in the door. So when dealers are utilizing that, they're sometimes not advertising in the best places that allow them to connect with their customers to actually drive what they care about, which is, you know, selling cars and making money. And so when you have all those blind spots, it's understandable that they've had them for so long, because what else did you have to go off of? But now everything you mentioned those conferences, everything I'm hearing in the industry is about multi-point attribution and understanding the consumer decision journey and aligning with where customers shop. Customers shop where shoppers shop. And that's why marketplaces have been discovered to be such a key part of the consumer decision journey. And now we are aligning some of our metrics to fall into that, to give dealers a better understanding of the connected pieces that bring somebody to actually buy a car from them, as opposed to these disjointed places that, frankly, advertising sources, when they're savvy but not caring, can manipulate and make look better than they should and don't actually lead to a sale in their dealership.
Right on. So let's talk about what is actually driving sales. We know that not all shopper interactions are created equal. Leads don't always equal deals. Some convert far better than others. So when you look at the top performing dealers across those 20,000 dealers on AutoTrader, how are they using the weighted engagement formula to figure out which types of engagements, like walk-ins and chats or calls, are actually moving the needle? And what kind of difference is it making for their stores and across their organizations?
So it's an interesting conundrum that we're in right now, to see different dealers use these tools differently to help optimize their business. Some of them are looking at it from a lens of how to make sure I'm doing everything I can to be in the consumer decision journey everywhere that I can. So if you compartmentalize some of those metrics into, like, where are my high funnel? Where is my mid funnel? Where is my low funnel? What am I doing good, better, different to pull dealers out of the market and bring them into my funnel faster than my competitors. And you can sometimes see that using the weighted measurement score to see where you can rise the tide and optimize your own utilization. Secondly, we're able to then optimize packages to make sure that they're built in a way that aligns with what your product mix is and what you're where you're targeting and who are the customers and what market. Are you trying to be local? Are you trying to be regional? Are you trying to target certain brands? Are you trying to take market share from a weak dealer two towns over? All of those things we can utilize, and then we can see in the weighted measurement score relatively quickly if it's working or not, and pivot, which is really a key in good advertising partners or people who can pivot the initiatives to align with your inventory and the market as quickly as possible.
Yeah, those with their running shoes on that are using data, real-time data, to make real-time shifts and decisions and pivots in their business are the ones that are winning. We talked about that recently when we were discussing the weighted engagement formula. And, you know, the shift that's happening, as you just outlined, to using this formula over cost per lead to develop strategy and make marketing decisions is a really important shift, especially when margins are shrinking and we're facing macroeconomic headwinds and, you know, uncertainty in the world. Every dollar matters more than ever before for our dealers. And I think that it's such an important shift because for years we chased lead volume and we were trained on it and we trained others on it. And prior to the last 5 to 10 years, it worked okay. But now that we're seeing that volume doesn't always equal value or profit or return, this independent, proficient white paper has really proven this. And so this is the absolute moment for dealers to shift their strategy and adopt this new way of thinking. And this is the moment for us to educate more than ever before, because if we don't, and if dealers don't change, they're missing opportunities and wasting money. And as more of the competition is shifting, we're starting to see some of those big market share shifts as a result. And so, as always, when there's a shakeup, there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. And you've just got to pick which one you want to be. So, Elizabeth, tell us this. Are you seeing dealers start to shift their ad spend based on what the weighted engagement formula is telling them? And if so, what kind of changes are they making?
I don't know if it's necessarily a massive, you know, pivot of a shift, yeah. But what we're seeing is the acknowledgement that marketplaces are where consumers shop, and then trying to align what they do with how the marketplaces are giving them insights into the data to help them optimize. And I think part of it came from the fact, you mentioned it a minute ago, we lived and died in a land of leads, but leads can be manipulated. Leads don't have value unless they're, you know, two-way communication. There's all kinds of different nuances in the land of leads that can make somebody look really good on paper, but not to your bottom line. And because of that, understanding the journey across all metrics, and if somebody can rise the tide at the top and the middle and the bottom, and what they can do good, better, different in those places to affect the whole consumer decision journey and how often your inventory lands in that ecosystem really allows for just a better nuance of knowing what works and knowing how to effectively pull levers instead of hopes and prayers and waiting for it to be at the very bottom of the funnel before it actually causes result. Because that, like I said before, that can be manipulated. And so we're seeing just a better cadence of understanding of marketplaces in the ecosystem that are leading to better buying decisions across the board.
Yeah, all well said. So, Elizabeth, I know that you probably want to talk about one other stat from the independent white paper, and it was AutoTrader specific. And because we had a preview of the paper before it was released, I think this was one of the bigger gaps uncovered. The independent data showed that AutoTrader influenced 55% of sales in that entire Clairvoy data set, but only a small fraction of those showed up in the CRM. And that is a huge gap for our clients. So, Elizabeth, when you and your team show that data to your dealers, what's been their reaction and what are the smart ones doing differently because of it?
When you talk about shows up, I think it's important to call out that when you use someone like Clairvoy that can show you your click trail, which is the consumer behavior that goes across all of the different locations and transactions and things that a consumer does until they finally buy a car from you. When you get an idea of that data and you can see consumer behavior and how often they revert back to AutoTrader, how often they will go to KBB shopping portals, how often they will utilize us in their ecosystem to validate and to prove and to help get them down the funnel and feel like this is the car I want to purchase, then the light bulb really goes off with dealers, because then not only are they seeing where we are affected in that, and Jade's stat, that's over 1.2 million transactions that she's speaking of. We're not talking about a small sample set of sales in 2024. It's 1.2 million sales that AutoTrader and KBB Shopping was in the ClickTrail data of the ClearVoice studies. That's staggering, but it is even more impactful when you see that whole ecosystem. Jade mentioned the 60 out of 62 are missing. When you see them on paper and you see how consumers shop and you see the different behaviors of one consumer who is shopping for, let's say, a Subaru over another consumer who's, say, buying a brand new Acura, it opens up a whole mindset on how consumers actually engage with your inventory that you can better align with to actually bring it down to the finish line of buying cars, which then allows you all to be profitable the way that you'd like. And so I was so proud of it. Dealers are eye open about it, because we're not just saying, hey, it's 54%. If you're a ClearVoice customer, hey, let's show you every click trail of every person who bought a car from you and how often AutoTrader showed up in the mix. And it's hard to dispute that when you see the behavior.
Yeah, it's what we've always said. It's what we love about the data. It says, is it working or is it not working? Is it you or is it us? And then it gives us the opportunity together to go optimize, and create more sales, more profit, more loyal lifetime customers for our clients. So, Elizabeth, let's say that a dealer is listening right now and they're thinking, this all sounds great, but where do I even start? What's one step forward on beginning to shift away from cost per lead, one step forward to tracking more than first and last touch, to track or shift today to start building their own weighted engagement formula, even if they're not ready to go all in yet?
So stop thinking your CRM is a marketing tool. First and foremost, you can extract data out of it. You can have data aggregators extract data out of it, but you also need to look at your website data. You need to see your third-party dashboards like InVision. You can put all of that data together, or you can ask your CSM for AutoTrader to help you, and we'll help you put it all together for AutoTrader. But if you want to see it for your entire ecosystem, just start looking at the metrics that matter outside of last point or first point, because in reality, it's the meat and the potatoes in the center that actually determines if someone's going to buy a car from you or not. So figure out how you can find that data from all of the different data sources you have available. And it's like I said, if you need help, reach out to your AutoTrader CSM.
You got it. So, Elizabeth, last question, and I'm asking everybody that's a guest, where we are dissecting the results and findings from the Proficient for AutoTrader white paper, this same question. If you can give one piece of advice to a dealer who's listening and is still relying on first and last touch attribution to make marketing decisions, what would it be?
Open your mind, start learning and figuring out how to see a better story. If you look at your own CRM right now, if what we say means absolutely nothing, just go look and see how many sales in your own CRM last month led to a direct car to a direct lead sale. When you see the gap you have in your own business, then you realize there's more to it and you need to figure that out. Reach out to us, reach out to other data partners. Find your complete journey. The more you know of the journey of your customers, the more you know how to align what you do with them to continue to have that market share and to grow it in your market every day.
So well said. Elizabeth, I want to thank you for joining me today. We are in an era of introducing new ways and new education, and it's all surrounding the goal as an industry and for our dealer partners to drive more ROI and protect both their team's time and their money. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And that wraps us up for today. And we also want to extend a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. And whether you're listening on your favorite streaming platform, such as Spotify or Apple, or watching on our AutoTrader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, where you'll be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses, then go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And you'll also find the link to the new white paper. So be sure to subscribe and be one of the first that's going to be able to access it. As always, I'm your host, Jade Tarabere, and I want to thank you for joining us on For the Road Forward. Be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.